Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Kelty Knight and Jack Vanek.
No.
I know we're like a broken record, but we're trying really hard. We really mean it. Trying to cut out like.
It's hard.
Did you have to think about it just now?
Yes.
But I see, know. Here's the thing. It's going to be on our minds and we're going to do really well for a while and then we're going to forget and it's going to come right back.
We got to do like, see? We got to do the 21-day habit breaker. If you do anything.
Rehab for likes.
Should we just slap each other on the hands when it happens?
You know what it is? It's
laziness.
Our generation.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was California, but my friends in Atlanta say it just as much as we do.
I didn't even realize I was saying it so much. And when I listen to the podcast, I want to jump off a bridge.
I mean, I know. Just imagine how much.
Sorry, you guys.
Yeah.
But everybody says it in real life. You're just not listening to yourself like we are.
But when you're listening to a podcast, I do notice.
Yeah, it's annoying. Anyway.
Fudge. Okay.
I like notice.
We're going to try.
All right. So now it's time for With No Life.
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise.
Jack, going first.
So I went to Coachella. I know you guys are probably going to make fun of me for it because you both – actually, you don't hate it that much. You were going to maybe
Coachella. Go. I love Coachella. I was going to go, and then I had to have this work done on my house, and I couldn't
just
go. And
Becca hates it even though she went
Coachella.
Last year.
I go for work. I get paid to go.
Yeah. I do too. It's just not as much. It's like a sad, sad amount. Okay. So anyways, I was at Coachella. I'm at the bar.
Wait, is this a good week or a bad week?
This is a good week.
Okay.
I'm at the bar. I'm like going to order a drink. I see this super hot, super tall guy. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh. I go to Afton. I'm like, oh God, that guy's
You're
so hot.
A lot of likes right now.
Shit.
I know.
Was I?
Yeah.
Okay. I go to Afton and I said, this guy is super effing hot. Mm-hmm. And then literally 2 minutes later, he starts coming up and talking to me. And Afton was like, how did you do this? This is like the best thing that's ever happened.
Magic.
I conned it. So as I'm talking to him, we're like chatting, whatever. And out of nowhere, this girl comes up.
No.
And she goes to the
Punches
guy.
You in the face.
No. She goes to the guy. She's like, do you know who this girl is? She is a celebrity. And I was like,
yes.
Excuse me. Then goes on. I swear this girl must have been my biggest fan I've ever had.
I love her.
She knows everything about my entire business.
Yes.
She goes to him. She's like, you have to say like
you
sometimes.
You can say like when you're.
You just
like,
can't
you're
say
doing
it
great.
A,
you're doing
as a
great.
Filler. It's hard though.
I know.
Because then it's still a word that you say.
I know.
So anyways, she was like, you know, talking to him about my business, talking to him about the podcast.
No.
And she was like, she's not just like an influencer. She's a businesswoman and blah, 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 blah. I feel like I should have paid her to show up at the perfect moment where this guy thought I was the coolest person that has ever existed in life.
What happened with him?
Yeah.
We exchanged numbers. We've been talking. Mm. He's cute.
Cute.
Super tall.
Wait, did I also, sorry to interrupt, but did you also meet Salt Bae?
No. Did you think it was, though? No.
Is that the fake Salt Bae?
So, no, it was a friend of ours that we had met. And he dressed up as Salt Bae for Halloween, and everybody thought it was actually him. So he was like, now I'm going to dress up in a normal area and see how many people think it's me. People were getting his autograph. Like, it was insane.
Wait, I thought it was the real Salt Bae.
Yes, and I
was
like, fooled you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
He looked a lot like him. And he was saying,
he even had the right, like, little.
And when the sun went down, like, everybody, sorry, I said like, everybody thought it was him. Like, he was an actual celebrity.
Wow.
It was pretty crazy.
Okay.
So, Salt Bae. My bad week is, so Fry sent me a pair of, like, the coolest military boots ever to wear for Coachella. And a friend of mine said that Fry boots usually run small, so I ordered a smaller size. They come in the mail. They're kind of tight. I was going to wear them anyways.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Put them on.
Idiot. You know how big that polo field at Coachella is?
Oh, yes. I walked a good 20,000 steps, which is about 10 miles every day. So I put the shoes on. Within an hour, I have the worst blisters of my life.
Yeah.
Actual wounds on the back of my heels. Yeah. And to make matters worse, somehow the way that my feet fit in these tiny shoes.
Excuse me.
Every step that I took, it sounded like a fart. So I had to, like, with anybody that I was with, be like, I'm not farting. I swear to God. And it was so loud that it was, like, going over the music. It was going over conversation. And it was just so bad.
Here's my beef with Coachella.
What?
Exactly what you just explained.
What?
These girls are, and I'm sorry, you're going to be lumped in right now.
That's fine.
But you in particular love to dress in costume, and you're thematic in your life. So I get that, and I appreciate that about you.
That's true.
And here's though, but I'm going to.
And you dress like this no matter where you are.
Right. 100%.
You're somebody who dresses like this to the bungalow on a Saturday.
Right.
This is your real style.
But we also wore costumes at your wedding.
Yes.
We love
a different type of a costume. True. Well, no, here's the thing. The things that I wore this year were just normal outfits. I didn't dress like a goon.
No,
like
you didn't dress like a goon.
There.
But what I was noticing.
I love that you think that's a normal outfit.
What? You wore like a lingerie, like robe, a crop top with like metal holding it together, and then a skirt that two thigh slits up to your pelvic bone.
They were shorts.
And she couldn't wear underwear.
Yes, I could. Everybody is they don't understand that you just pull your underwear up.
Okay, well, whatever. Anyways, here's my beef. I was going through Instagram, big mistake, and I'm just seeing these girls dressed like fools. What? I don't understand why you're wearing a crocheted underwear with a fuzzy jacket and a weird heel, and I cannot justify the purpose for that. And I am such an old lady, and everybody's going to say I'm a hater because I love hating
on things. Well, the purpose is fun, Becca.
But also, it's turned into this weird thing where people are dressing up as EDM costumes and, like, super, like, I don't know. It's different.
I guess you're right. It's a free pass to wear whatever you really want to wear. But it's also a fashion show for all these influencer blogger girls, and it's...
Coachella has changed a lot.
It's 100 degrees. Yeah. You're walking 10 miles. Why are you wearing that fuzzy jacket?
It's hot. Okay.
But it gets cold.
I love it.
Anyway.
I loved it back in the day way more.
Yeah.
But I just love an event. I don't care what it is.
You do love
whether
an event.
It's a sports game or I'm skiing or
you
it's Coachella.
Love a party.
I love
you
them
do.
All the same. Mm-hmm. So it's just another event.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Okay. I have such a good week.
Tell me.
Oh, my gosh. So I've been so disappointed by the fakery of Hollywood, and it's really starting to irk me. You guys know I like to follow the rules, but it's in the last 6 months, it is rampant. Like, the rampant. The fake followers. There's someone I know that's in the same business as me that has gone from, like, 2,000 followers to 40,000 followers in 6 weeks.
Shut up.
Like, you're not fooling anyone.
By the way,
they are fooling a lot of people.
They are fooling most people.
That's the problem. So it really drives me crazy because I'm a stickler for what's right.
Yeah.
We don't lie about our downloads. I don't lie about my Instagram. Like, I wish I could buy 25 more thousand to get over that like 100,000 hump because I'd be way cooler. I just lost out on $6,000 on a job because they picked the girl that had a higher social media following, which probably is fake. It's just so annoying. It urgitates me, or whatever that word is.
You love a hybrid
so
word.
It urgitates me. So anyway, I was
irks and agitates.
Yeah,
irks and agitates.
I was going to say, I don't even know what word this could have
been. Urgitates me.
Urgitates.
I like it. So I was talking to our friend Dunham today, and he helps us with Lady Gang stuff sometimes. And he was asking me for a couple of our stats for our listenership and who's watching. And I went onto like our little reporting dashboard, and I was pulling the numbers. And I said, you know, our reporting dashboard has only been around for so long, and I wish it went back to the very beginning because then we would probably have a higher number or whatever, even though the number was really impressive. And I said, should we like guesstimate and like say, oh, it would be this for all over these 2.5 years? And he said this. Why lie when the truth is so impressive?
Oh, damn.
Love it.
I loved that so much because there's so many people in addition. There was someone who tested once on a show I was at, and then from then on have been like, I was a host on The Insider. And I'm like, girl, you hosted for 2 days. Like, right. You want to host on The Insider. And that stuff bothers me because I got up every morning to, like, do the show, you know?
Yeah.
So why lie when the truth is so impressive? Just be your honest, impressive selves.
Well, when everybody else gets sued for fraud from all the money that they've stolen for companies.
It's true. There's a way to audit it now. I know a website. I don't think I should say it because I don't know how legitimate it is, but they're coming up.
They are coming up. No, they're coming up.
There's an actual Instagram audit where you can plug someone's username in and it tells you how many of their followers are real.
But the problem is that the higher ups at these companies, they don't understand that yet. So I'm just really glad that we are legit and like everything we do is legit and it's pretty cool.
It's true.
Anyway, why lie when the truth is so impressive?
I love that.
Love it.
Me too. Okay, bad week. So I'm on a work trip to San Francisco and I have to take an Uber from my shoot to the airport. And I had 1 hour to kill. And I thought, well, I could go to the airport early, or I could like text Matt Nathanson, my favorite singer who lives in San Francisco, and ask him if he like, hey, can you meet me for tea? I have an hour, you know, play
Is
me some of the
straight?
New record. Yeah, he's married. He's a baby.
Okay.
Anyway, so he was like, yeah, I happen to have shingles. And so
he did.
He's like, so I'm actually in town, like kind of sick. But come meet me at this coffee shop and I'll play you some of my new record because, you know, the musicians never want to send it to you. They just want to play it on their phone. So I was so excited. So I met him. But then, of course, we got chatting and I'm running late. So I called the Uber to get to the airport. And the people pick me up. It's very disconcerting because it's a man in a full 3-piece suit and a woman in like a going out dress. She's fancy.
Your Uber is?
The Uber. They're on a date. So it's a man and a woman.
They're on an Uber date?
Wait. They're
the together.
Guy, the driver.
The guy that was driving, that's his date?
Is in a three-piece suit. No, it's his wife.
But they're Uber. He's like getting some extra money before?
Yes. No, listen.
Date?
And we continue.
I'm confused.
So we're driving, and I'm following him, and he gets off this crest of the street, and he goes, oh, which way you think we should go here? And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh, freaking no. I don't live here. And he's like, well, I guess I'll go straight. And we go straight. I was thinking, oh, well, this is just a back road. Like, he probably doesn't know where we are. And then we keep trying to get on the highway, and he keeps going the wrong way. And I can see the Uber resetting itself. Like, we're not going the right way. And then they get to chatting with me. They are on a date. They wanted to see San Francisco. They've driven up the coast. They've never been to San Francisco before.
I've heard of people doing this.
Yeah,
And they're paying for their trip by driving Uber during the day, and then they go out at night. That's how they pay for their trip. And they wanted to just see San Francisco. So they're just looking. And so we were on the highway taking the wrong turns. They're like, oh, look at that. I wonder who lives there. Look at that house. That's so pretty on the outside. Like, they were on the Star Tours. I was like, I need to get to the airport.
So they're just, like, redirecting themselves.
You are breaking
just
the rules
San Fran while you're in the
you
car.
Know, yes.
And you're just paying for all this extra time.
I think that there's a rule that you can't have
another
passenger.
Person?
I was trying to be so nice, and then
so sketchy.
The third time we didn't get on the highway, I said, listen, I am running a little behind, and I have a flight to catch in 35 minutes, so we kind of need to, like, get going where we need to go. And I was still nice, but anyway, I didn't even dock them stars. I felt like
either.
It was so sweet, and I thought, you're in a three-piece suit driving an Uber.
Yeah, if you're an asshole, you can get less stars.
I
but
mean,
if you're
maybe if you missed your flight,
right.
Then you'd give them
it
less
does
stars.
Bother me that I don't have a perfect 5 stars on Uber. I've
I don't
only
think
been nice
does.
To people.
I don't either.
I don't know how to. Mine doesn't have anything on it. I'm like the only person that can't check it.
That's
probably
weird.
That low.
Anyway, shit.
Sorry, that was a very long conversation. Becca?
Okay, I'll keep it short and sweet.
Short and
My
sweet.
Good week is our guest.
Oh.
Because you guys have been talking about The Bachelor, and we've had all those basic bitches on here, and I've smiled right through those interviews, and I've been like, oh, you're riveting, you're boring. Guess what? It's Housewives bitches, and it's one of my favorites, Dorit.
It's Becca's time to shine.
Okay, I'm so excited. Okay, that was my good week. My bad week is this. You guys can't see this because this is a podcast. Do you see this bruise on my arm?
Right here.
No. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. So I was walking down the stairs in my house with a giant box, a cardboard box to take out to recycling, and I was in socks, and we have hardwood stairs. I am not joking when I tell you, I took a fall that was so bad that mid-fall, I thought, I'm either going to die or be paralyzed after this.
No.
Did you
I swear to God.
Flash before your
it
eyes?
Was slow motion. There was no way for me to fix it. There was nothing I could do. I fall backwards holding the box, and I literally slam my back into the stairs and slide all the way down.
No.
I swear to God.
Are you bruised on your back?
Yeah, my back is bruised. My arm is bruised.
Oof.
I've been smoking so much weed because I just
God
need to get
weed.
Rid of the pain. But it was really scary.
I am going to say you have quite a lacquered stair.
It's slick.
I think you need some piads.
I need a runner, like a, yeah. you know, and Zach's like, why do you need a runner?
Are your stairs narrow, too, because they're older?
They're a little narrow.
Yeah, they're narrow.
Yeah.
Slippery. Well,
and
I'm glad Dorit could help your week.
Listen.
Got to bring it back up.
I'm
She's
glad you
here.
Powered through to be here today.
Yes.
My little accident-prone one.
Yes.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Our guest today puts the real in The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Becca's literally about to jizz her pants.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
One of the stars of the reality show openly shares her love of glitz and glamour, but believes in making all women, especially moms, feel their most fabulous at all times with her iconic swimsuit line, Beverly Beach. She's also here today because Becca said if we have one more person from The Bachelor and not someone from a show she loves, like Housewives, she would leave the Lady Gang forever.
Oh,
please welcome to the Lady Gang, Dorit Kemsley.
Hello.
Hi. Did you know you were such an icon? Obviously, yes. But
well, no, actually, I didn't. But Becca, you have made my day.
I'm like the biggest fan. I'm also one of your biggest fans because I'm very opinionated on the Housewives.
Oh, good.
They're very polarizing. I mean, for a reason.
Yes.
But I mean, what can I ask questions, or do you want to ask your questions? I have 8 million questions
I need to
for
take
you.
Back. I need to.
You want to?
Yeah, you need
Becca
like a personal one-on-one.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay.
Forget we're even here, Becca. Forget
I
spent
upset.
Hours making this
no,
rundown.
No, we can do that. But okay, I'm upset because you've been called the pot stirrer this season. But I just feel like are you the type of person that likes to just get everything out in the open and you are uncomfortable when unsaid things are in the room?
Completely.
Okay, because you can get that from you.
Oh, you do get that.
Yes.
Or you don't get that.
I get that from you, and I feel like I knew that that was the type of person you were, and it wasn't like to troublemake.
No, Becca, you get me.
I get you.
Oh, it's because you are the same.
I love it.
I'm the same.
It haunts me. I don't like it, particularly in a big group of women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're 6-7 women at any time, and things happen. And after going through my first season, it was like, oh my goodness, I just think best to get things out.
Yeah.
Let's just talk through it and let's move past it.
Yeah.
So we can go on to the next silly thing to talk about.
Right.
So you go on to the next fight.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Also, I've been a big crusader in your accent. So a friend of mine married a Brit and lived in London for a while. And she came back with not an accent. It's just like a
dialect.
It's like the cadence of the way that you say stuff. But also, I have a friend who's friends with Carlene, your makeup artist.
Oh, I love Carlene.
And when I said you were coming, I was like, here's what we're going to talk about. And she's like, the reason she has an accent is because you speak like 75 languages, too.
I do.
How many languages do you speak?
I speak 4 fluently.
That's insane.
Wow. Which languages?
Hebrew, Spanish, Italian, and English.
Do you think that's why you have like a...
I think, you know, of course I don't think I sound British at all. My husband doesn't think I sound British. But I've always spoke with a cadence and an inflection.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's sort of gotten stronger and more powerful. I lived in Europe obviously, when you speak different languages and you're around, my parents are not American, my husband's not American, a lot of our friends aren't. So I'm sure that there's that influence.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I don't, you know, I don't hear it like other people do. Mm-hmm. And I think once you get to know me, you kind of just realize I tend to enunciate, over-enunciate. And, well, there goes my accent story.
Right. Was that so annoying?
I feel like it was in the beginning. It was very much in the beginning, particularly when people thought that I put it on.
Or you're like pretending to be British or something.
Yeah, you know, like you're Madonna.
Exactly. Yeah. That I was trying to put on the way I spoke. And I kept asking, like, for what reason? Why would I want to be doing that? Don't you think that would give someone a headache to try and be that person at all times?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think that was annoying. But other than that, no. I mean, you realize that once you lose your privacy and you become a public figure, there's a lot of things that come with it.
Girl, don't
What were you the most surprised about when you joined the show?
Oh my goodness. I think. Well, goodness. I mean, becoming a public figure or just filming Real
Housewives? Maybe just filming. Maybe just being part of that crazy machine that it is. And
oh God,
the franchise.
I would say, you know, I never thought that I would ever do it. I never had aspirations to do it. So I didn't really know or expect anything going into it. It's a little bit, still a little bit crazy when you're walking down the street or I'm somewhere and people, you know, scream your name and they want to take your picture. And I think it's the sweetest thing ever. I kind of melt every single time, particularly when it's young girls and they come up to me, teenage girls, much like my stepdaughters. And, you know, they say what an inspiration and they, you know, love to watch the show and they adore it. That's just, it's everything. Mm-hmm. It makes almost everything better.
Yeah.
Everything else, I just kind of take it as it comes.
Yeah.
My husband and I try and stay like a bit in our own world, but yet you're exposed.
Right.
Yeah.
So one of the things that just recently happened that we love was this People article where everyone went without makeup.
Yes.
How stressful is that? And, like, did you Alicia Keys it where you, like, still had some powder on?
No.
Did you have a tinted lip balm, girl?
No, but you know what? I did lick my lips profusely before because I just thought, oh, my goodness, what it feels like, no makeup, taking a picture, knowing it's going to be everywhere. But at the end of the day, that's all of us. Yeah. It's all of us women. And it's fantastic. I love to put on my face and I love to have my hair done and I love to be glamorous. Mm-hmm. But we're all not at some point in our lives and we share that. And there's no reason for me not to be able to promote that and be able to take a picture and show this is really me beneath all those layers of foundation. Right. So
I love that.
Did you ever not have it together, like post baby or...
Sure. Oh, my goodness.
Really?
I mean, there were times 9 months into pregnancy and then, you know, right after pregnancy going in that you're just not yourself.
Yeah.
But I am one of those people that doesn't really take the time to rest and relax. I jump right back into things. Mm-hmm. So I keep trudging forward always. Mm-hmm. That's just my motto. So you kind of almost look back and say, wow, you know, I was – few pounds overweight after I just gave birth, but you know, it just starts to drop off of you.
I want to ask about the swimsuit line
because
I already have been on the website and picked out what I would like.
Oh, I love it.
There is like the cutest one piece that has like it's like the Beverly Hills sign.
Yes,
that it has
the patch, the Beverly Beach patch. Yes,
I know.
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
And it's so good for beach to lunch. Throw on your jean shorts, throw on your skirt, and you go right to lunch. It's like having a bodysuit on.
And so was that pre or post? Did you have it before?
The swimsuit line?
Before the show?
I owned my own swimwear line. I had my own swimwear range, resort wear, accessories for a number of years. I sold all over the world. And this was before I met my husband.
Yeah.
And then I put my career on a hiatus, and I closed the doors to my own company.
Yeah.
To start a family.
Yep.
And here we are 5 years later. And so I've done this many times before in many years, but this just poured right out of me. And the one really exciting bit is that it feels like there's so much more to come. It was like I got a little taste. I'm back.
Yeah.
And now I am where I need to be doing what I love.
Because one of the things about the Housewives and Becca, like hold my hand, don't be mad at me for this, is that it is a great opportunity to mass market something to the world. And I feel like there's only a handful of housewives that do it with, like, a little bit of chicness. Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole bunch of junk with people's names on it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that must have been not difficult for you, but it is hard to, like, put your hand and your name on something and then put it out and know that we're all judging it. But it's great.
Yeah. Of course that's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, that's scary to do without the world watching, let alone when you've got millions of people, you know, with eyeballs on it. But, you know, there's going to be those that it appeals to.
Yeah.
I'd love to think that I can create things for everybody always. And I'm certainly going to try.
Yeah.
And adding a bit of chic and glamour and authenticity to it it's necessary for me.
Has anyone worn Lisa Rinna's duster that she gave as a gift?
I wear it all the time. I wear it all the time. It's so soft.
I died when she handed it to Erica because I was like, she will never even look in that bag again.
So
I loved it.
Yeah.
The phones were causing buzzing.
They buzz. Okay. So mostly you haven't been here long, but I feel like you get a sense of Becca.
Yeah.
She really wants to be a housewife. Like, could you put her through the audition
process? She needs to get on.
Give her some tips.
She wants
to marry now. She's fancy. She drives an Audi.
I'm not really fancy today.
Yeah, she's usually more glamorous. Honestly, I'm disappointed in you.
I'm sorry. I had a lot of stuff going on, and I don't even have children. I have no excuse.
Yeah. But, you know, could you help her through the audition? Like, send in your tape. You need a tagline.
Wait, how did they find you to come on the show? Did you audition for it, or did somebody send you?
They approached me, and then, of course, I had to audition, and I wasn't really sure I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
It's my husband that was encouraging me, and he kept saying, well, just audition, and if they choose you, then we can decide.
Can
right, deal
it
with
out.
It then.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's my life like that. Say yes to everything until you have to say no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what he sold me on that. And then, of course, by the time you go through the process and they have selected you, there's no way in hell I'm actually going to say no, am I?
Right.
So here I am finding myself. But the answer is, Becca, 1,000,000% you can be on Housewives. In fact, I want you to come on as my friend.
Oh, my God.
Any?
Oh, hell yeah. You're one foot in.
I don't know if I could do that. I would be so anxious.
It's not easy.
It's nerve-wracking, right?
And you jump in.
And also, like, I think at this point, everybody with those stupid shows, like, not stupid shows, but the shows like Unreal, where you're kind of seeing behind the curtain, there's a lot of pressure that producers put on you guys to do certain things, right? And to perform, almost.
Interesting. At the end of the day, you have to remember, it is a show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is reality, and it's dialed up reality in a lot of sense, because some of the things we wouldn't ordinarily have conversations about.
Right.
But, you know, it is a television show, and people don't want to be bored to tears.
So when people cast you, do they put you with the other women to see, like, what your dynamic is with them? Or
No.
They just are like, this woman's great,
that's
we're going to throw her in?
They decide, the powers that be decide, the puppeteers, really.
Mm-hmm.
And they decide, this personality will fit in just well. I knew Lisa Vanderpump before I started. We had a great friendship. So I knew her going into the show, but I hadn't met any of the other women. And I met them for the first time with the cameras on.
Whoa. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
And how hard to go into that group of women as a new person.
Because that's a tight one and it's a popular one.
Yeah.
People are obsessed.
And
don't mess around with Beverly Hills. Okay?
Well, now.
It's not like you can kind of like go downhill and people will be okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is. And, you know, it is a group of very strong, successful women that have opinions. And they also had history.
Yeah.
I was the newcomer. Erica had done it, you know, she was a year ahead of me. So I kind of looked to her almost like for the empathy, you know, as the newbie. But she wasn't prepared to offer any empathy at that point.
No. Yeah, it took a while.
All right, so I have some housewife-related questions for all of us, a little fun game.
Love it.
Okay, so if you could have a free unlimited service for your entire life, would you rather have a good cook, a chauffeur, a housekeeper, a masseuse, or a personal secretary? You might have all.
Oh. She has all of them.
She's like, what three do I need to take away?
I'm just thinking, how would I do without any of them?
Becca, what would you want?
The cook. Like the chef.
Mm. Good one.
The chef, because I hate cooking.
Jack?
I mean, I can't cook, so maybe a chef. But I feel like I'd do a housekeeper.
I would love a chauffeur. I hate to drive.
Oh, I hate that too.
I don't
like to be
driving
on my phone texting while driving. She's like, on the way
she's
here.
She's like, it's great. It's so good.
So nice. You don't even know how good it is until it happens.
I mean, it is nice, particularly when you're working. But I do drive. I do drive. I mean, I don't have a 24-hour chauffeur.
12 hours.
Just most of the time.
Okay. When was the last time you stole something? Why haven't you stolen something since? Is there anything you'd steal if you were certain you wouldn't get caught?
Ooh. Oh, my God. Last thing I stole was my husband's heart, for
sure. Oh, that's the best answer.
Yeah, that was the best thieving anyone could have ever done. I don't really remember ever stealing it. I'm one of those that if I lie or steal or cheat, it's written all over me.
Oh, that's how I
break out in hives.
Yep, yeah. That's exactly
like I can't handle it. This is why, you know, you're always going to get honesty with me. Mm-hmm. It may come out like diarrhea at times, but at least it's going to be honest, yeah. And it comes from my heart. I literally break out into hives if I lie or if I'm doing something mm-hmm. shady like that.
So I'm the exact same. So the last time I think I ever stole something, and I think I've talked about it on the podcast, was in seventh grade. I stole a ball to a belly button ring, like the tiny little ball to screw it on, but I bought the belly button ring. And then my cousin that I was with got, like, arrested, in quotes, for shoplifting a thong from JCPenney. And she went into the JCPenney jail. And I was like that. I started screaming and running away because this cop came up to me.
The mall cop thought it was for the belly button ball.
And I'm like, my mom told me not to talk to strangers and to, like, run away. And I'm crying. It was bad. But that's awesome. I talked about that on
the what podcast. A story. But why the ball?
I don't know. Cause
were you missing it
was,
one?
No, it was during that time that, like... when we were younger, like in seventh grade.
It was
grade,
like the removal somehow to butterfly with like a trickle down gemstones.
But everybody during that time just like everybody was shoplifting. It was like the cool thing to do when you're in junior high. So I was like, I'm going to try it. And then I tried it and my cousin immediately got mall arrested and I was like, never going to do it again.
Oh, you learned your lesson.
I did learn my lesson.
Vicariously through your cousin.
Yeah, thank God it wasn't me. I'd have died.
I was going to say that I can't remember stealing, but then I just realized that sometimes when I get intoxicated at restaurants and they have fun things like miniature spoons.
Miniature spoon.
Or like the seasoning from Red Robin.
Like a cocaine spoon. Not for the purposes of cocaine. I don't know why.
Or cocaine.
Yeah.
This is cute though. Tiny utensils are so cute.
I don't know. I feel really like ballsy when I'm drunk. So I'm like, I like this. I'm going to take it.
There's been times I've been staying at a hotel and gotten room service. And I'm like, this ketchup is so cute. I should take this home with me.
Those are always the miniatures. They're so good.
I know. I think those are meant to be taken.
Yeah. They are. They are.
They're too cute.
Nice try.
I steal all the books from E.T. I'll probably get fired. But, you know, press, like, we get a book for every celebrity biography. And then, like, they're all missing. And they're like, does anyone have the Schwarzenegger book? And I'm like, I don't know. And it's, like, literate.
Why do you want to steal that?
What if you got fired for stealing the Arnold Schwarzenegger book?
Kelty was recently let go of her job for stealing one too many schnooky biographies. Okay. Last one. And then we'll go to Ask the Lady Gang. This is very good. It's a yes or no question. Okay. Mm. If you could kill people by simply imagining their deaths and simply saying the word goodbye under your breath, would you use that power, assuming they would die a natural death and no one would suspect you?
Oh, my
question.
Yeah,
this is like I was just thinking of some housewife, like, savage shit.
Oh, no, my God.
Not a chance.
Wow, I would love for you to ask that question to the other ladies because that scares the shit out of me.
They know where the bodies are buried.
Who's the most ruthless of the housewives?
Yeah, who would say yes to that question?
You know what? There is... Okay, I've seen an entirely different Lisa Rinna this mm-hmm. year. I mean, just so lovely. I cannot even tell you. She's been so supportive.
Yeah.
She has been.
But it's hard when she put those extensions in and tried to grow out her iconic haircut. I don't want Lisa.
I know.
I don't want a long hair Lisa.
No, her hair is looking very chic in the interviews.
Yes.
She's like slicking it back.
Yes.
I'm loving that.
I didn't mean to disrupt you, but don't grow your hair out, Lisa. Can you tell her for us?
Yes, for sure. Okay, for sure. And, you know, we just filmed the reunion, and I'm not going to give too much away, but she plays around a little bit with the hairstyle there as well. And the thing is, the reason why she has the same haircut for 30 years is because it looks damn good on her.
And only her, by the way. That would never look good on anybody else.
If you got that haircut, I would kick you out of the league.
I would look like a potato with a wig on. Like, no way.
But doesn't she say that Harry loves her short hair, too?
He loves
So if your husband loves it, I guess you just do it.
Absolutely.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
She's grown a lot.
I would probably have said her because she can be very scary when she comes out of left field. And I wouldn't say that there's anybody that would wish death on anyone in the group. I sure hope not.
If no one knew.
Okay. Oh, God. I don't know. You know, I think Kyle likes to kind of stir things up from, you know, from the side. She's a big, big stir. She's a, she's very sneaky. She's the real sniper from the side. Oh, my God, I said it. Oh, my God, I said it.
Okay. Well, this season you were able to see, like, because you had the love triangle with her and Lisa Vanderpump.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was really interesting to see because you didn't – you saw, like, a little bit of an insecure, possessive side of Kyle.
Yes. And, you know, and the funny thing is, in our love triangle, I've never felt that.
Yeah.
And we spend a lot of time off camera together, the three of us. We have a barrel of laughs.
I mean,
I have got a great friendship with Kyle, or so I sort of thought. Mm-hmm. And she feels the same. But I saw some things in her this year that was that were surprising, you know, and this kind of way she thinks about the friendship between Lisa and I, mm-hmm. and a little bit of jealousy there.
Yeah.
So
I would be jealous, honestly.
Would you?
Because now that you're here and you have that snatched high pony, like, I want to be your best friend.
And you look
like show pony with a high pony, honey.
You look so good in real life, too.
Yeah.
Like, you are beautiful.
Yeah, no, you're stunning.
Thank you.
Okay, Becca, one last question we have to do Ask Lady Gang.
Oh, please don't be the last question. I love you, Becca.
Well, I could ask you 8 million questions. Who's the richest?
Ooh.
I mean, I guess you can never really know, but what do you think? I mean, you guys seem like you're crushing it.
Yeah. We
do you sell your body on the side? Like, how come you're crushing it?
I know. You know, my husband and I work really hard.
Yeah.
We have a lot of businesses, and we're both real, you know, operators, and we work. Lisa Vanderpump, I think, you know, I don't even know who's the richest, but maybe I would say her.
But she's also making that Vanderpump Rules money, too.
She's doing the Vanderpump. Yeah, they're doing
Pump.
Fantastic.
Maybe you
Pump
need to pimp out, like, your swimsuit company for a reality show.
I know. I love that idea.
That's
Beverly Beach Babes.
Yes.
Ooh. Set it here first, guys.
It's happening.
I'm telling you.
Can I be there to cast? I want to cast.
Absolutely.
My dream is to cast a reality show.
Oh, God, how
my dream.
I think it'd be so fun.
Wouldn't
because
be fun?
So much happens behind the scenes, particularly, you know, in my world. And it's a sexy world, you know.
For sure.
But tape.
Butt glue.
Yeah. Well,
what?
Yeah. You know, I don't know about butt glue.
The girls, when they're in Miss America, don't you remember when we had Miss America on and she told us they have to glue down their bikini with butt glue so it doesn't get a wedgie when they're modeling?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, does everyone have hair and makeup on those big trips? Like Germany, did everybody have hair and makeup?
No. Most of the girls do their own hair and makeup.
Really. You usually get your makeup and hair done, right?
I do.
Erica?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you and Erica are the most high maintenance.
Yes, for sure. I think Erica and I would definitely throw our hands up.
Listen, if I could afford it, I'd do it every damn day.
And you guys look so freaking good.
Yeah, like, thank you.
It's true.
Thank you. But no, the other girls also, they're masters at it. I mean, sometimes I look at Kyle and I'm
she's good.
No, you definitely had your makeup done. She's like, no, I did this in the car.
That's
so,
crazy.
I mean, I think if I had that talent also, I wouldn't be getting it done. But, you know, my glam girls also they're like friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and we do a lot of things together. So that time even together is spent well.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we're gonna help you fix your lives. And in our break, know that I'm going to be asking to try on your giant diamond. Okay, we'll be right back.
Fun.
Okay. Fun.
Hey ladies!
Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
I have pretty much only been staring at it.
Holy. Would you believe that I had nothing to do with choosing this thing?
Nothing.
He did
amazing.
It all by himself?
He did it all by himself.
That's some goals.
That's okay, we're
man.
Back.
No.
Jack,
okay.
You're going to help us talk to her. Well, never mind. Jack's going to tell you.
So we have our girls like writing questions, and we give them like questionably good advice. So you ready?
Super. Love it.
So our first question comes from Jealous Betch. Jealous Betch says...
Betch. B-E-T-C-H.
That's how she
is. Betch. Yeah.
Betch. She says, before my boyfriend and I met, he just worked out a little bit by lifting and doing other manly guy stuff, a.k.a. no cardio. Now he's super into running because of me and is better than me, as in he is faster, can run longer, and is just better at running in general. It pisses me off when he tells me he ran 4 miles in 25 minutes when I would really, and I mean really, struggle to go that quick, but I've been training for longer. I love my boyfriend so much. He is so hot, and I am obsessed with him and his bod, but how do I get over being pissed when he does better at me than something that I got him started into that I'm the OG at? It makes me really crappy.
Wow. You know, I don't have that competitive thing with PK. I kind of thrive when he's doing well, particularly if I've put him on the right road to do something. So I can't say that I understand. I guess my best advice would be to just think about it that, you know, it's you got him there. take credit for it in your own mind. You know, you should feel better about it, and then you won't feel so jealous.
There's nothing more disgusting than that guy with a big beer belly hanging over his pants, so I would just be thankful that he's running.
It's yeah. true. And also, men are just bigger and usually faster than women. That's biology. So, I mean, a guy can go to the gym a few times and we get a six-pack where we have to work out for months and months and months to get the right. same kind of results. So it's just annoying. Like,
true.
It's annoying and unfair, but...
Well, and it's also, you have a common interest, and I think that's sort of a good thing in a relationship.
I think you should break up.
Enjoy.
I don't think this is your
Maybe
guy.
Dump him. Dump yeah. him.
I think... It sounds like she's almost a little bit too sensitive, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that jealous bitch needs to...
is being a jealous
be
bitch.
Be a little bit less jealous. Jealous and change
just
your
be
handle.
A bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, next question comes from Rachel Alone. Rachel says, I've been with my boyfriend for over 2 years. We've lived together for over a year. He has a 3-year-old son who is with us 5 days a week. My boyfriend sleeps in his son's bed with him every night that we have him, which means I sleep alone nearly every single night. The baby mama will soon be moving out of state, and his son will be with us all the time. I don't like sleeping alone, and my boyfriend said that it would just be until his son got adjusted to the new place. Fast forward a month or so, I approach the issue again, to which I'm told if I don't like it, I should leave.
Ooh.
I've become extremely lonely in the past couple months, seeing as I have no family or friends in the area due to moving closer to his support system for his son. What do I do?
Oh, I am a big believer in empowering women to be strong and fearless. And I, you know, when something doesn't feel right, change the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Take ownership and change it. His son is always going to come first. That yeah. is just the way it's always going to be.
Yeah.
Not his baby mama, but the son is always going to come first. If she's having this trouble now, then there's big danger ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I say... have a conversation. If it doesn't go the route in which you would like it to and he's not understanding of it, then you need to look elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's mm-hmm. a tricky thing dating somebody with kids because they're obviously going to come first. So if it's somebody that has some kind of like a jealousy or they're codependent or something, there are a lot of sacrifices that you have to take dating somebody where, you know, they have a huge priority and his son obviously needs him. He's not going to say screw you to his son so he can sleep with his girlfriend.
I know. Like, and also, I think at the point that you hear your significant other say, if you don't like it, tough luck.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah.
Also, sleeping alone is the best. You can starfish.
I've got the whole bed to myself.
Like, girl, you've been with him long enough to know what it's like to be like, I want you out of my house so I can do whatever I want by myself. Do face masks and naked stretch by myself. Okay. Next one. Sorry.
Okay. Last question comes from Kate. Kate says, I've been single for 5 months now and have been on all the dating apps, Tinder and Bumble, etc., to get over my ex. I went on some casual dates and have just been having fun. When I was swiping around on Tinder the other day, someone super liked me. I went to go look at it, and he was my fucking hot-ass professor that I literally have had a crush on since I met him. He's 28 and I'm 23. FYI, I graduated and he isn't my professor anymore. It's been 2 years since I've seen him.
Yep.
And then he goes to ask me if I would like to have some coffee or a drink with him. I have literally been freaking out and I have no idea how to cope with this goddess of a man. Help. I love you guys.
I'm not understanding what the issue is.
There is no issue.
I don't understand. I haven't understood what one issue. 28, 23, not a professor.
Not a student anymore. Dude,
maybe she's
it.
Just, it, like, finally has her hands on her ultimate crush and she's freaking out. It sort of seems like she's saying, I don't know how to cope with the goodness.
Ah, okay.
Girl, just
Exactly. take a swig of vodka.
Yeah.
Get your big girl panties on.
Yeah.
And go for it.
Yeah. Definitely a few drinks. A drink or two before the date to like settle your nerves.
Yes, exactly.
This is gonna be
and he super liked you. What is that?
What does that mean?
Okay. Okay. I thought I knew what it was.
Jack, has no one ever super liked you?
Oh, Jordan. Jordan
knows. Jordan.
It's so you only get a certain number of super likes.
You get one a day or something.
No. It depends on either A, if you have a free account, then you only get a certain number a month.
Oh.
At least when I had it.
Jordan.
Or if you pay money, then you can get more.
But what does it do again? Does it put the person in the front of the line or it tells them that they super liked you?
It tells them that you super liked them.
Oh. Damn. He super liked you, girl.
That means he probably had a crush on you when you were in college and he probably felt terrible about it.
Well, listen, I'm just wondering. So, does that mean when you get a like, you feel kind of like
shafted?
Yeah, they didn't give you a super like. And if they were out of super likes, they should have just bought more so that they could, right? I don't know if I trust a man like who's not willing to buy a super
if
like
you
for me.
Yeah, if you're not going to pay for a super like, you're not going to get this rocket. I'm like, we got high expectations.
Wait, how did you get PK to super like you?
Oh, my goodness.
Naked stretching.
Naked stretching.
That's so cute. There was very quick banter between us. It was not love at first sight. Mm-hmm. We were both in a bar restaurant, and we were not supposed to be there. It was like the stars were aligned, and we were meant to meet at that particular moment. And, you know, there was like 3 months from when we actually met the first time to when we really went on our first date. Mm. But it's chemistry, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's chemistry when you vibe with someone and, you know, those heavenly green eyes don't hurt.
But boom.
I knew early on that this guy was the one for me. And I was engaged twice before him.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Did you know that they were not your people?
I did.
Both times.
Wow. I did.
Even when you're in the engagement?
The first one, I think I knew going into it. I had said no twice.
Oh.
And then he asked a third time, and this was like over the 10 years. And then I kind of did it, and I was living overseas. I was living in Italy at the time, and he was Italian. And it was kind of one of those I couldn't say no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then I knew shortly after I had said yes that I had to figure out a way to move. I know.
Damn.
I feel like I can give such good advice to girls, single girls
nowadays.
I've just been through so many areas. And I think you just have to bring it down to basics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something doesn't feel right, if a guy is not treating you well, move on.
You know, it's down to your gut. If you feel like something's wrong, something's probably wrong.
Yes.
Like intuition is everything.
We have that. We're given that. Mm-hmm. We're lucky to have that. We have to trust it.
We do. And I trust that Becca Tobin is going to make her debut on
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills this year. Okay. We are so excited to have you on. Where can people buy the swimsuit line?
BeverlyBeachByDorit.com.
Cute. Okay.
Yes.
And your socials.
Yes, for sure. Okay. And you can shop on Instagram. Obviously, follow us at Beverly Beach by Dorit. We've got a lot of great things coming up. I'm right in the thick of designing, and we've got some new products coming up very shortly.
I love that.
And it's been really exciting. So I think just better and bigger and more to come.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Becca's so happy. And of course, follow us on Instagram at The Lady Gang. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, and we will
see you next Tuesday.
Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Now, you know I can't keep a secret or a deal to myself, which is why I'm telling you the best place to find spring savings, Ross. Yes, the Ross. They have the looks you'll love this spring for less. Ross has the best finds and the latest brands at 20 to 60% off what you pay at department stores. So trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those on the low. Deals on handbags? Yep. Hold my purse. Get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys. There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself, because you deserve to look like $1 million without spending it. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.